on Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, the Supreme Court is delivering its long-awaited ruling on the legal definition of a woman. The case could have major implications on how sex-based rights are applied to transgender people. It was brought by a women's campaign group in Scotland. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, says a fall in inflation in March is an encouraging sign. The headline rate fell to 2.6% from 2.8% the month before, mainly due to a drop in petrol prices. Economic expert Vicky Price says the inflation rate is expected to go up again, though, to reflect April's bill rises.
We have very substantial increases in a number of areas, such as water bills, council taxes going up, vehicle licensing costs going up. So it's pretty widespread, and the expectation has been, in addition to the electricity price cap rising, that we're going to have from here on higher inflation than we've seen in the last few months and maybe way above the Bank of England targets.
The White House says the United States is actively considering tariff deals with 15 countries. It follows comments from the Vice President J.D. Vance, who said he's hopeful of a great trade agreement with the UK. Negotiations on ending the walkout by bin workers in Birmingham are set to continue today. Members of the Unite Union overwhelmingly rejected the council's pay proposal in a vote on Monday. And a study has found there's been a move away from disposable vapes since a ban was announced. Plans were announced to ban the throwaway devices last January, with the measure coming into force in June. Researchers at University College London say more people are now opting for reusable devices instead. A look at the weather. Outbreaks of rain across large parts of the UK will continue through today. Some sunny spells for the south and east of England. Highs of 17 degrees from Global's newsroom. For Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good morning, Joanna Gosling here, kicking off with Beethoven's symphony, which was written to evoke the countryside. So let's close our eyes a moment and imagine.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
Pure Loveliness, the prelude to J.S. Bach's Prelude and Fugue, played by Angela Hewitt. And before that, we heard the first movement of Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, the Pastoral, played by the National Symphony Orchestra. Morning from me, Joanna Gosling. I'm with you till one on Classic FM, over halfway through the working week, because the Easter holiday starts on Friday. Have you got nice plans lined up? Perhaps you're already on the road as you listen this morning. 6:18:12 to text me where you're listening from and what you're up to. And if you like, send me a picture as well. WhatsApp 03457 49 18 12. Loads to look forward to this hour, including a fairy tale from Josef Suk, the moving theme to Schindler's List by John Williams, and I'll also have a personal fave, the opening movement of Mozart's Clarinet Concerto. Plus, the third clue in this week's Famous Four, that's at 10:30. First, let's head to Middle Earth with the music of Howard Shore. From The Lord of the Rings, this is The Breaking of the Fellowship on Classic FM.
Thank you.
That is number one in the Movie Music Hall of Fame, Howard Shore's score to The Lord of the Rings, played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Don't forget, this Friday sees the start of our grand unveiling of the 2025 original Classic FM Hall of Fame. Dan Walker starts the countdown from number 300 at 9 a.m. on Good Friday. 4 days of brilliant music. Can't wait to see what lands where this year. Thank you, Teresa in Kent, for sending a fabulous Easter picture. She says, good morning, I've just decorated my Easter tree, now starting the first of two simnel cakes. Thank you for the beautiful music and happy Easter. Happy Easter to you as well, Teresa. The tree looks fabulous. Let's listen now to music from Bizet's Carmen.
Oh,
Sunshine music, all spring.
This is Classic FM.
It's also pretty this morning, isn't it? That was A Fairy Tale by Josef Suk, played by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra on Classic FM. And before it, the Habanera from Bizet's Carmen. The voice was Magdalena Kozena, accompanied by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Okay, stand by. It is time for the fourth clue in this week's Famous Four. Not the fourth, the third. I mislead you. There's another one due tomorrow. Okay, when a face goes like this, you'd be wise to gauge that it's about to explode with anger and rage. Make sure you stop and don't go through the light. Chris's lady looks wonderful tonight. Here it is again. When a face goes like this, you'd be wise to gauge that it's about to explode with anger and rage. Make sure you stop and don't go through the light. Chris's lady looks wonderful tonight. What do you think it is? I'll reveal the answer before 11.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Theme for Schindler's List by John Williams, played by Itzhak Perlman and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. And before it, Daniel Barenboim conducted Staatskapelle Berlin in a performance of the third movement of Brahms' exquisite Third Symphony. Do you know Take My Love by Frank Sinatra? It's beautiful and it completely uses that melody. OK, the famous four, Richard in Wakefield, Tanya from a cloudy North Lincolnshire, JJ in East Lothian, Hilary Atkinson, Nick and Carol Jones from Born in Lincolnshire, you've all got it right. And Nick and Carol, thank you for the happy Easter messages to all of us. Same back to you. I will reveal the answer after we've heard from Mozart. We're going to listen to the last major instrumental composition he wrote, his Swan Song. It's his clarinet concerto in A major, finished less than 2 months before he died at just 35. What a man. What a legacy in such a short life.
Thank you.
The first movement of Mozart's final work, his clarinet concerto in A major, played by Julian Bliss and the Royal Northern Sinfonia. How did you get on with today's famous four? When a face goes like this, you'd be wise to gauge that it's about to explode with anger and rage. Make sure you stop and don't go through the light. Chris's lady looks wonderful tonight. Well, the answer I was after was red. Well done if you got it right. I will have the final clue tomorrow morning at 10:30, and then you can let me know what you think links all the clues across the week. News and weather are next with Dom, and then we'll get the next hour started with Prokofiev's Dance of the Nights. Plus, we'll also be hearing Sumi Joe sing Caccini's Ave Maria, one not to miss. All to come on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Weekend mornings sound even better with Classic FM.
Yes, best time of the week, you could say. I'm Tim Leoro, here every Saturday and Sunday with loads of wonderful spring music to soak up that gorgeous weekend feeling, including all your favourites in the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. Whatever you've got planned, I'd love you to join me.
Classic FM Weekend Breakfast. Saturday and Sunday mornings from 7 with Mournflake. 350 years of British-grown oats.
The following message is brought to you by Airbnb.
It's true what they say. There's no place like home. My home is full of character and it's arty, which I think reflects my personality. And, as you'd well expect, there's a grand piano taking centre stage. But it's also a space where my kids can unwind and play. So you'll find a dress-up room, a music room, and plenty of outdoor space. It's a real family home, and obviously we all love it. So I'm thinking another family might love it too if I hosted it on Airbnb. With all the travelling we do, hosting makes a lot of sense, and it's easy to get started. Plus, I get to choose when and how long we host our home for, which is handy with my schedule. So, the next time you're away and your home is sitting empty, why not host it on Airbnb and earn a bit of extra money to spend on something special while you're travelling? Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.co.uk/host.
31 years ago, the World Wide Web was introduced, the National Lottery launched, and Darwood and Tanner began making people smile. And whilst things have changed a lot since then, Darwood and Tanner's mission to provide the very best dental care through the very latest technology is still at the heart of everything they do. For our most comprehensive, tailored and complete dental implant, root canal and gum disease treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now, Afternoon Tea.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
You know, it's easy to miss important things with all the notifications you get. Like this message from Sergey. Help me, I'm trapped in the upstairs bathroom. Delete. But this message from Otto Sergey is important.
Hello, Mr. Alexander. I've delivered your personalized car insurance deals ahead of your renewal.
Thank you, Otto Sergey. Simples. Just make it simples with personalized deals delivered by Otto Sergey from Compare the Market.
Help!
Prices generated from information you provided. Review before purchasing.
Help!
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, the UK Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that the legal definition of a woman in the Equality Act is based on biological sex. A panel of five judges upheld an appeal by a women's campaign group, ending a long-running legal battle. For Women Scotland brought the case over concerns about the impacts of legally recognising gender recognition certificates. Delivering the ruling, Lord Hodge warned against seeing it as a triumph for one side over another.
The correct interpretation of the EA as referring to biological sex does not cause disadvantage to trans people whether or not they possess a gender recognition certificate. Trans people have the rights which attach to the protected characteristic of gender reassignment.
The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, says a fall in inflation to 2.6% in March is an encouraging sign. Falling petrol prices help bring down the rate, but it's expected to rise again in April because of increased bills and taxes. Tommy Robinson has lost an appeal against his 18-month prison sentence for contempt of court. The far-right campaigner, whose real name is Stephen Yaxley Lennon, was jailed last year. He admitted 10 breaches of a High Court order that banned him from repeating false allegations against a Syrian refugee. Mr. Robinson's lawyers argued that segregation in prison is making him ill. The White House has indicated that a series of US trade deals could be on the way very soon. It follows comments from the Vice President, J.D. Vance, who said he's hopeful of a great agreement with the UK soon. And seven countries have expressed interest in hosting future Commonwealth Games. Canada, India and Nigeria are among five nations to publicly confirm they're considering a bid for the 2030 edition, while New Zealand